The opposite of get better is entropy, deterioration, resting on your laurels, or becoming irrelevant. Get better has two common counterfeits. The first is represented by the eternal student, the person who is always learning but never producing. The second is represented by author Frank Herbert's observation. The people I distrust most are those who want to improve our lives but have only one course of action. It's trying to force fit everything into what you're good at doing. In seeking to get better, there are two strategies that are especially helpful in maximizing your effort. The first is to seek feedback, and the second is to learn from mistakes. Appropriately seeking feedback and acting on it is the hallmark of a learning, growing, innovating company or person. What differentiates the best from the good companies is not whether they ask the questions, it's how they respond to the answers. As for learning from your mistakes, I discovered on the ski slopes that if you're not willing to make mistakes, you're not going to improve. Smart people and smart companies realize that making mistakes is part of life. They see mistakes as feedback that will help them improve, and they become expert in learning from mistakes. Behavior number 8 is confront reality. Confront reality is all about taking the tough issues head on. It's about sharing the bad news as well as the good, naming the elephant in the room, addressing the sacred cows, and discussing the undiscussables. As you do these things appropriately, you build trust fast. People know you're being genuine and authentic. Confront reality is based on the principles of courage, responsibility, awareness, and respect. The opposite of confront reality is to ignore it, to act as though it doesn't exist. It's burying your head in the sand, thinking that maybe it will go away, or that it's not really there after all. The counterfeit is to act as though you're confronting reality when you're actually evading it. It's focusing on busy work while skirting the real issues. When you openly confront reality, it affects speed and cost in at least two important ways. First, it builds the kind of relationships that facilitate open interaction and fast achievement. Second, instead of having to wrestle with all the hard issues on your own while trying to paint a rosy picture for everyone else, you actually engage the creativity, capability, and synergy of others in solving those very issues. Ideas flow freely. Innovation and collaboration take place. Solutions come much faster and better, and they're implemented with the understanding, buy-in, and sometimes even the excitement of others involved in the problem-solving process.